was not like the Mahabharata or Peter Brooks, but was very good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Svog gospodara čuli o gospodinovim neobičnim slavama i njegovom imenu i odlikama, Jamadute su bili kao čudom pogođeni. Od tada, čim vide Bhaktu, uplaši se i ne osuđuju se da ga još jednom pogledaju. Smisao. Od tada, Jamadute su prestali da prilaze Bhaktama, smatrajući takvo ponašanje opasnim. Za Jamadute, Bhakta je opasan.
Very short. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Srimata Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Kauravani Prachayane Niravishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Shatane Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After him, from the mouth of the Master about the extraordinary glories of the Lord, His name, fame and attributes, the Yamadutas were struck with wonder. Since then, as soon as they see a devotee, they fear him and dare not look at him again. Ah, Krishna. In this verse, I find especially remarkable that the Yamadutas previously were ignorant about Krishna, but then heard about him from authority, from Lord Yamaraj. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 13th chapter, it is said that it is possible to know about Krishna even if you are in ignorance by hearing from others about Krishna. This brings us to a very interesting subject matter for discussion, which I want to open up this morning. The question, what is our relationship to Krishna? How can we know Krishna? A very interesting subject matter. I was talking yesterday with a devotee about this see, in the Gita, Krishna says that he is very difficult to know because he is covered. By a curtain made of the three modes of material nature. If something is covered by a very thick curtain, it is not possible really to speculate about that object because it is our vision is blocked and we can't see. So someone who is still under the control of the modes of material nature will have a thick curtain between him and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not possible for such a person to know him. In the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam it is said that in order to know Krishna, you have to be established on a platform which is described to be the Vasudev stage. It's a stage of consciousness which is beyond the modes of material nature. Only then it is possible to know something about the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In India, there is, especially in the south of India, there is one group of people, they are called the Nats, N-A-T-S. A nut is something like an old David Copperfield. Do you know David Copperfield in Slovenia? Yes? Abaduta, you have heard about this person also. He's amazing.
He's an illusionist.
Illusionist, yes. He's like a magical man, but really, he flies, and it looks at least, millions of people swear they saw him flying. Hare Krishna, come easily. What do you think? Jacket of the gnat you know, split in halves, as if a sword had ripped it apart. It was raining down, the shoes were raining down, his stick was raining down, clang, and everyone was like, ooh, it's really a battle, really intense. But then he did not return. The robe disappeared. He was gone with the clouds. So, at this, the wife and the son of the Nath sat down on the ground before the king and just burned themselves until there were little piles of ashes which had to be taken away. This is a very dramatic performance, certainly. So after a week, the Nath returned to the palace and said, my dear king, I want to see my wife. Oh, said the king, I'm very happy to see you back, but your wife and your son cannot be seen any longer. They killed themselves because they thought, like every one of us, that you were killed in the war against the demons. Oh, said the Nath, I think you don't tell the truth. You have locked my wife and my son away in the fifth room on the third floor. Oh, said the king, come, they died. We had to take care of the ashes. No, you have locked them away in the fifth room on the third floor. And you have hidden the key underneath your throne. No, said the king. I will show you. The Nath went to the throne, produced the key, went to the fifth room on the third floor, opened it, and there was the wife and the son. Magical performance. So Krishna, but no one can understand. In the same way, Krishna is really the magical performer. He is behind everything which is happening in our lives. We are standing before it, our lives, like a magical show, and we don't understand. We don't understand why there's happiness, why there's distress, why there's worry, why there is success, and why there's failure. We should understand that the great Lord is behind all this, arranging it. But, we can't see what he is doing. You will never be able to understand the plan of the Lord, who's moving everyone and everything, just like the powerful wind who moves the clouds on the sky. This is a very important point for a devotee to understand. It is possible for you to know, it's impossible for you to know Krishna as long as you are bewildered by his activities which he so expertly performs. But the Lord is willing to reveal his something of his personality to the devotee who sincerely and determinedly trying to serve him in loving devotional service. For him, Krishna takes away the covering influence of the three modes of nature behind which he hides himself like an expert magician who hides what he does behind his magical performance. In other words, only a devotee can know something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead reveals himself to such a devotee. In the scriptures, there's a very interesting verse which tells you how the Lord is very difficult to attain. That the Supreme Lord is not attained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. He is attained only by one whom he himself chooses. Such a person, he manifests his own form. In other words, you may study, you may hear, you may do so many things. If you are not engaged in devotional service and please the Lord is not pleased to reveal himself to you. That's because that is why only a devotee can understand something about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, some devotees start the process of Krishna consciousness, the path back home, back to Godhead, with great enthusiasm, but in the middle they lose some of their enthusiasm. We addressed this subject matter yesterday a little bit. And I feel one of the reasons why this happens is that the devotee thinks it is too difficult really to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you think it is too difficult for you to attain Krishna, then you forget about Krishna. You settle into a routine of devotional service, being just satisfied with the results and so on and so forth. If you think it's too difficult to attain Krishna, then the thought of surrender to Krishna produces feelings of failure, of crushing humiliation. Oh, surrender, I won't make it. It just doesn't work. But when you know, yes, in this life it is possible to get in contact to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to get His mercy, then it will be easily possible for you to surrender to that Supreme Personality of Godhead. It will be easily possible. But if you don't forget about Krishna, then to hear the word surrender is almost like a whiplash on your back. Surrender. Isn't it? Sometimes this word surrender has a threatening sound to it. We say, you have to surrender Krishna Rangi. What does he mean? What does Guru Maharaj mean? Oh no, surrender. Isn't it? Sounds like this. Or if we hear Sachinandan Swami, you have to surrender. What do I have to give up? Isn't it? Surrender, Avaduta. Oh, it's a very heavy word. But if you not remember, oh Krishna, I will come to you. You are my goal. Yes, what shall I do? I am ready to do everything. I'm even ready to be humble. Most difficult thing in the universe. I'm even ready to work this problem out with the other person. Because I want to reach you. But if you forget that you want to reach Krishna, then the word surrender is just, oh, no, splodacy. So, do you, is this relevant discussion for you? Does this sound, does it sound correct? Yes, of course, we all know we are in the same boat. We are in this boat together. Yes. Sometimes you think, always think about going to Krishna, improving my relationship to Krishna, surrendering more. This is very difficult. Better that I retain some position where I'm honored. The others talk good about me. Oh, but to surrender. Anyways, it's almost impossible to reach Krishna. I better forget about this subject matter. Of course, I'm the movement for Krishna consciousness. I mean, it's all about this subject. But let's be practical. So, no. In the scriptures, particularly in the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada talks about the determination which is required for someone who wants to attain the lotus feet of the Krishna, of Krishna. And it's a very, very interesting subject matter. See, you cannot really attain Krishna on your own. Krishna has to help. Otherwise, we are not strong enough really to remove the curtain of the three modes of nature which cover the Lord. It's not an ordinary curtain like this one where you can just say, my dear brother of Udata, please just move the curtain aside. It just doesn't work like this. You can't say, my dear Avaduta, you are very transcendental, please move the three modes aside for us. It just doesn't work. Or you couldn't do it on your own. You know, just move it aside. You have to have the mercy of Krishna, really. Do you feel this also? Nandi Mukhi agrees to this point. We need Krishna's mercy. It is not possible otherwise. But what you need is a determination to do your best in this life. You should live your days in this world with a determination. I will do anything I can in order to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The example has been given of the sparrow. Once there was a sparrow who lived next to an ocean. And the ocean took away the nest. I think it must have been a nest which was put on the floor on the beach and took the nest right into the ocean. So the sparrow became very determined. Yes, I will get the nest back. I will get the eggs back. And what he did is he went with his little beak and started it. No, first he went to the ocean and said, give me back my eggs. There was no reaction. Then he said, or if you don't do it, I will dry you up. And this the ocean went like, just laughed. So the little sparrow went into the ocean with a bee, carried the water, put it somewhere else, was determined to dry up the ocean. So Narada Muni was just on his way back to Vaikuntha and he saw this. And when he returned, Krishna asked him, what's the news of the planet Earth? Now Narada Muni, he looked at Krishna, and next to Krishna was Garuda. So Narada Muni had a plan. He said, oh, there is amongst the human beings no news. Same old story. But amongst the birds, there's great news. There is this little sparrow. He spoke very loud so that Garuda could hear it. There is this little sparrow whose eggs were taken away by the ocean. And now the ocean wants to he wants to dry up the ocean to get back his eggs. So Garuda, he heard all this. And because he is the lord and master of the birds, he went immediately down to where he said to Krishna, I have some little business to do. He went down. And there he saw his little bird sister. He thought, this will not work. And he stood before the ocean and said, by the ocean, give back the eggs or I will dry you up. No reaction. What he did is he took his wings and made a big storm, and this began to evaporate the water. And you know, when he made like this, a lot of sand flew into the ocean. In fact, if you go now to Gujarat at this time, you will see at the end of this ocean, there's a big Landzunge. It's a German word. What it means is the country goes like a tongue into the ocean. I think you must have a word like this in Slovenian language also. Yes. It goes into the ocean. It looks like a tongue, really. Yes. So the ocean immediately saw this is serious. And brought the eggs, and I'm very sorry, eggs back for the sparrow. So this is a story which has been told by Srila Prabhupada in the Bhagavad Gita to illustrate the determination a devotee must have in order to go back home, back to Godhead. It's a very strong determination. Let us just think a little bit about this story. It would be as determined as, let us say, some devotee comes here, goes to Pont-a-Roche. Is it Pont-a-Roche? Yes. And he has a little straw in his hand, and he has the determination to draw out the artery, to dry it out, you know, goes to Pont-a-Roche. I think even if you calculate that the water which he takes out is not flowing back or coming back into the ocean, even if you calculate like this, it would take how many lives? Who is a mathematician here? You look intelligent. Very difficult to calculate. What would you say, Arura? How many lives? Many, isn't it? This would be interesting to make a calculation, you know. If he would work, let us say, 18 hours a day, and 6 hours is for resting and eating. Forget about showering, because he has no time, really. Just maybe it can go very fast and would take many lives. So this determination, this is the example for determination. This must be there for a devotee who wants to be Krishna conscious. You must have this type of determination. That's the example. This must be there for a devotee who wants to be Krishna conscious. You must have this type of determination. That's the example the acharyas give. Now, you might think, oh, alright, good, that you told this to us, Sachinanda Swami, very fair of you, but this process is not for us. This is ridiculous. We could go and take some honest work in the society, live pious, but we give this up. This is not possible, this process of Krishna consciousness. My dear devotees, don't think like this. If Krishna sees, that's the whole point of this verse from the Mundaka Upanishad. If Krishna sees this determination, this desire in you, I must somehow become Krishna conscious, then, and only then, he comes and helps. Remember the second part of the story. The first part is this, tells us of great determination, really. The sparrow is determined. The second part is most important for us. It tells us how the Lord helps. No, sorry, how help comes in this case of the story of Skarula. So Krishna sees those who surrender to them. Whatever we do is not great. The sparrow with his little beak really didn't do big things. But the determination was big. You follow? This is what Krishna wants to see. You may not be able to be able to do big things. But if your determination is big, this is what Krishna wants to see. You may be able to do big things, but if it just is easy for you because you have such talents or do not know the many reasons why one can do, but your determination is not big, then Krishna is not impressed, really. So, I want to conclude this lecture. The points which I wanted to raise is, even those who are in ignorance, if they hear about Krishna, can start the process of devotion service. But we must know that Krishna is difficult to know because he is covered by the modes of material nature. Naham prakasha sarvas yoga maya samavrita. Krishna says, I'm covered by the curtain of the modes of material nature. This modes of material nature is very difficult to remove. That was our point. Made you to. But if Krishna sees your determination to surrender to him, he will go, la 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 la, open the curtain, and you will be on the transcendental platform. Mancha yogya vicharina bhakti yogena sevatena. By engaging in the Lord's service without failure, one is situated on the transcendental platform of devotional service. Therefore, a devotee always has to think, my service, I want to do my service somehow. Even if everything gets difficult for me, I will contribute. And in this way, he is quickly successful because Krishna comes and takes the devotee, hacks the devotee. This is how Krishna can be known. Thank you very much for listening. I think we have raised, and I don't want to make so many points and then everyone forgets, because when there's so many information, so much information. But you may have some question to the subject matter.
I know that this information can be obtained by association with devotees, but what if we, instead of this, we just, let's say, associate with our deity? We have deities and forgot the association. Can we still obtain this determination by this process?
A very interesting question. Just yesterday I read an interview where Madhu Visa was asking Srila Prabhupada about the subject matter of advancement in Krishna consciousness. And he said, it was a little similar. He asked the question, Prabhupada, people get your books, but don't they also have to meet you in person in order to advance? He was thinking more about this point of meeting a pure devotee. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, they can read the books and in this way associate. With me. Now, I think what you are, in your question, you have something a little different in mind. You may think of a devotee who worships his deities but does not have association with devotees. Now, in the Bhagavad Gita, we find a very interesting purport where Prabhupada speaks about such devotees. He says that there may be a devotee who cannot take advantage of the movement of Krishna consciousness and not even of the teachings of his spiritual master. But if he is sincerely engaged in devotional service, then Krishna from within will give him the intelligence. You know this purport. It's a, you should read it. It's in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It's a purport of the Tesham Evanukampatam verse that where it is described how Krishna removed the darkness from the heart of his devotees, the illusion. But the condition is that he is sincerely engaged in devotional service. And that's very difficult. If a devotee doesn't associate with devotees, if his heart is full of resentment, it's questionable if his devotional service is really performed for Krishna. It's questionable, but it may be possible. Then Krishna from within the heart will help such a devotee. So we know what it is if a devotee just has, you know, looks for the deities and does not have relationships with other devotees. It means he is not at all advanced in spiritual life, but a Kanishka Adhikari. But even if such a devotee, if he is volumes, he just continues to serve Krishna. He is just improving his service for Krishna. Krishna will give him the intelligence in the heart, and then eventually he will look for the association of devotees somewhere, some place, some time. So you should never estimate that all devotees do have a relation. I mean, not all, even all devotees. Every soul has a unique relationship with Krishna. And Krishna wants that we return back to him more than we, says Prabhupada. So when Krishna sees the service attitude of a devotee, he becomes very merciful. The devotee may even have difficulties with other devotees, but Krishna still helps him. There are many examples in our movement. Therefore, we should learn to be milosti. Samilas. We should have samila. But this is all Serbian. Why do we always try to speak slowly? I'm very sorry, your language is totally different and I don't know a word of it. Hare Krishna, I should just be humble. Do you have any more questions? Hopefully the weather will become a little better, isn't it? It's April weather. It is as unpredictable as the mind of an artist, the April weather. Yes.
It's important to have some vision in your devotee's life. So.
Some vision, you say?
For example, to know in 2 years I would like to come to this point in my service or in my personal. But somehow I see sometimes a danger here that we don't maybe then allow Krishna to control our life. So how to balance?
How to balance this, yes. It's a very interesting question which our Mahaji has asked. To have a vision in a life for a devotee, I think it's different than in the life of a materialist. Materialist always, you know, the way of planning for materialist is he will have a goal, what he wants to reach, and then he will make little steps to reach this goal. In 1 year I must be here, in the second year I must be there. He has planned it all. Devotees, when we say a devotee must have a vision and a mission, it really doesn't go like this. He, first of all, gets his vision or mission from his spiritual master, from the instructions of his spiritual master. And that becomes his life's goal. Like Srila Prabhupada, he said very clearly, a very nice thing, I want to quote it for you verbatim, put it down. It must be maybe here. Maybe I can find it. But I remember the quotation quite verbatim. Here it is. I'm not a scholar or a devotee, but I'm trying to carry out the orders of my spiritual master. I don't know Krishna, but I know my Guru Maharaj. So the vision and mission is not something which you necessarily just invent out of your own speculation, but you know from the orders of your own spiritual master and from what you pick up from Srila Prabhupada, what is your in your life's goal, so to say. I believe we all know that our spiritual master wants us to become Krishna conscious. That's our main theme. And how to do this, he has given certain processes. Like I feel a vision or mission for a devotee should be to do these processes good. For instance, you'd be given the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra at the time of your initiation. You should definitely work in your life to perfect this process as much as possible. And that would mean in practical terms, you would have to work sincerely in trying to avoid the 10 offenses in chanting. That's a vision or mission, really. See, to know, to become Krishna conscious only will work if you adopt the proper process and do the process properly. That's really a goal in between, if you so want. And in this way, you'll... I thought a lot about my vision and my mission, and I can tell to you, it's a little detailed and maybe a little private, but I have three main themes. It's Nama Ruchi. I want to develop the taste and the chanting of the holy name. That means to get the offenses out of my life. Nama Ruchi. Vaishnav Seva. I want to serve devotees and be a cause of inspiration for them. And another mission in my life is Jiva Daya. I do want to help conditioned souls who are suffering in this material world to come to Krishna. That's basically it. I mean, I have some small things there. And this really was given by the previous acharyas. Srila Prabhupada wrote in my initiation letter about these points. Well, about one point he wrote, going back home, back to Godhead, what you should do in this life, and then you go home, back to Godhead. So, Krishna, I'm so lucky. If I think about this, I just become very happy. But you're totally right. I think you made a very valuable point that you just pretend you're the supreme controller. I'm doing this now and this and this. This is not very Krishna conscious. You should be determined. You should think Krishna wants to see this. But in the end, you should say, whatever is your plan, my dear Lord, this is what I will do. Don't forget to be determined. That Krishna wants, remember the little sparrow he had. he took things in his beak, we should say, not in his own hands, but in his schnabel, in his beak. he was ultimately dependent on Krishna, on the help. Very good point, isn't it? I'm discussing with Akrura a little bit about these subject matters. And, yes. Is it clear? Rest assured, by one short answer, you can't solve this. It's something you have to work on your life, in your life, about it. Krishna consciousness is an ongoing process that will become more and more clear. Mm-hmm. Then I think we will end here. There is a plant that we go today on Harinath. I think those who are responsible, they will inform you, because the weather is there. The day after today, tomorrow, we will have a wonderful Sunday feast, I've heard, in a public hall, not here, because we have invited many people and we think that this might be too small. So we look very much forward. If you know some people which are not known to our department, heads of congregation, preaching, please invite them. Want to have a full house. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. All the best to you. And Srila Prabhupada ki jai.